まってる。そんな自分がずっと嫌いで、また誰かを演じてるよ。
Neon Light that came out in 2019 by Toto Hashimiya. Before that, Hysteria Girl by PSYQUI. And yeah, I still don't know how to pronounce that name correctly. PSYQUI, if you're listening, you need to give us old DJ a clarification of how to pronounce your name, because we don't know, and it's just way too hard for someone attending CMU, I guess. And before that, we had a track called Milavo or Mirable. But I have one very important correction to make. The artist name was actually Zutomaya Naka de Inuni. Or, if only, it was always midnight. That was my translation. Very cool band, very cool band. Next, we're gonna have a very fast, fast jazz funk joint called Say What by Platinum 900. That was from 1997.
walked off the stage. So what the folks are saying? Well, yes, he did leave the stage. So now the solo was over. Courtney walked off the stage. So what the folks are saying? Well, yes, they both left the stage. Cream now don't sign now, because they have to rehearse. Although we know they are masters, they get a real groovy sound. I knew we had to admit it, but just the ball left the stage. So now the solo's over, and if you can figure it out, then could I like to help you?
That was the song Red Lines by the Japanese jazz vocalist Yasuko Ogawa. And Yasuko was actually not only popular among the jazz listeners, but she was also very popular among pop music listeners as well. And before that, we had Cool Drive Makers with So What, a very cool interpretation of Miles Davis's jazz standard of the same name. And before that, we have the track What Is LH by Leghead. This group was actually just formed a couple of years ago and was one of the brightest new stars in the Japanese fusion scene today. Up next, we have the song Love Thing by the band Symbols, and this one is from the year 2003.
Breakthrough by the Blue was from 2005.
The Japanese
bossa nova guitarist vocalist anything Saigenji.
It was the LP year 2005 album.
I can tell you what,
there's one thing in the world that I want.
Before that's Love
it's
Life.
It's gotta be the LP edition of
by
that album.
Orange Pickup.
Oh yeah, that was 2002.
That I could never.
Well, that's 1 year later. 2003.
Love Life by Orange Pickup. That one was
Love Year 2002. And before that,
we're gonna have very last.
1 year later, 2003.
Nice show.
Symbols.
We have Love You.
The music.
And next, we're gonna have the last track of tonight.
This is Jay Lee,
and I'm gonna sign off.
And I see you go again,
guys. A very good night.
I wish you a very good rest of your weekend
next week.
Start of your next
week.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
This is DJ
Summer
Lee.
Love.
Sign off.
Jasmine Park.
Every one of you.
2007.
A good night.
Album,
we are together.
And those
next, this one, of course, is dedicated
Summer
to
Love
all of
by Jasmine
Summer
Park.
Days from the album.
You're listening
we
to
are
WRCT
together.
Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Of course,
and this
is dedicated
DJ Lee.
To all the
sweet
sign off.
Summer
you can
days.
Catch me next Saturday from 10 to 11 p.m.
All I wanna do Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. If I snare Brad Savage.
You've dialed in on the right frequency. Here we go. 100 years of music, over a full century of music. Really, it's an exploration of history and music and culture in the popular recorded music era. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, episode number 136, cruisinthedecades.com. I'm Brad Savage. On today's show, source material from Stax Records in 1968, a song that wasn't a big hit, but it was sampled and became one of the most iconic songs of the 1990s. Plus, musician Iron and Wine, Sam Beam, joins us to talk about the significance of pre-rock and roll music. In the 1980s, a Stephen King horror movie that went to the top of the hard rock charts, Nat King Cole Trio with a fine 50s selection, and some live acoustic material by the band Soul Asylum that was recorded recently here at our home base, Akron, Ohio, USA, the rubber city, the tire capital of the world. That's where our show originates, and we blast it out worldwide thanks to radio and technology. Let's go. One song per decade. It's Cruising the Decades, and we'll begin way back in 1917. Now, this song comes from an original Wax Cylinder record. Before they made records flat, they were a cylinder shape, and you needed a special kind of record player. And so the sound isn't great, but the song is terrific. This is called The Girl You Can't Forget. This is Manuel Romain on Cruisin' the Decades. 1917.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades
100 years of music.
All right, we're going to crank up the 78 record player. This is a hand crank model, 1927. This is Vernon Dallart on Cruisin' the Decades. Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade. That was Vernon Dallart, and that is from 1927. He's an early Country Music Hall of Famer and a real important figure in American roots music. That was My Carolina Home from 1927. Coming up, a memorable pop culture moment in the 1990s, something that got everyone glued to live television as it happened. But first, we're in 1930s now. We're going to go towards the end of the 30s, kind of a risque number by Rosetta Howard. This one is called Men Are Like Streetcars on Cruisin' the Decades.
each and every day. Men are just like streetcars, gone each and every day. If you miss this one here, you'll get another one right away. You may stand on the corner, but you won't have to stand there long. You may stand on a corner, but you won't have to stand there long. Before the men will ask you, little girl, what are you waiting on? Some going east and some going west. The one that is so crowded is the one that you can love the best. You don't have to stand on a corner wondering where you can find a man. You don't have to stand on a corner wondering where you can find a man. Because men are just like streetcars, you can catch one on every hand.
Hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Ballerina dance and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, and just ignore the chair. Second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. Is gone, ballerina, gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance. Dance, dance. that his love must wait its turn. You wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on. And people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, 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 dance.
Cruising the decades, 100 years of music, and Vaughn Monroe, one of the biggest voices, one of the most popular voices of the 40s and 50s. That was Ballerina from 1947. Vaughn Monroe landed at least a couple dozen hits in the top 10 of the charts. One of the most popular singers of that era. And what a voice! Vaughn Monroe hails originally from Akron, Ohio, USA, where we create and curate this show, cruisinthedecades.com. Akron is the rubber city, the home of Goodyear and Firestone and General Tire, and even the home of Jeffrey Dahmer. We're not quite as proud of that one. But this show starts up here in Akron each week, and later on today's show, we will have a live acoustic recording by Soul Asylum from a Summit FM radio members event that happened just recently in the Rubber City. So we bring it all together and we share it out all around the world through the power of radio and record collecting and music, cruisinthedecades.com. Up next, Nat King Cole Trio. In fact, Nat King Cole had a big hit in the 50s with Ballerina. He did a version of that last song, but we are going to play this tasty number. It's real sugary sweet number. It's called Candy on Cruisin' the Decades.
I call my sugar a candy, 'cause I am sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy is gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine. that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy is gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine. It's gonna be just dandy when I take my candy and make her mine.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Those songs where you go, hey, wait, I know that song, but I never knew that was a cover. I never knew. Well, it's not really a cover, but in the 90s, that song by Linda Lindell was used by Salt and Pepper with En Vogue, and it became this jam in the background. What a Man, one of the iconic hip-hop songs of the 90s, and most listeners didn't even know that it was originally Linda Lindell in 1968. Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music, drawing it all together, mapping out all the connections of sounds and styles and how it all influences one another. It's a great circle of popular music and culture. feature, cruisingthedecades.com, for all of our playlists, and send us a listener report. Send us a reception report. Let us know where you're located and what station you're listening on. Cruising the Decades is heard worldwide on shortwave radio all around the world. We've got our shortwave shout-outs coming up a little later with Martine in Poland, our European connection. Cruising the Decades continues now, and let's zip into the late 70s. The highly influential, very important alt-rock band Susie and the Banshees. This is 1978 with Hong Kong Garden.